In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Morning. As we heard just a moment ago, this is the third Sunday of Advent. Our focus is on joy. The candle is a little bit lighter shade of purple, like we might call rose or pink. And the reality is, it's this moment where we recognize and we hear in Scripture that this journey of preparation to being in the presence of our God is going to join us in our preparation. And as we heard in our lesson, often this is focused on joy. This Sunday is focused on joy. Now, I want to give you a little help and some clarity. Joy is not happiness, and happiness is not joy. The journey to joy can be a struggle. And I believe John the Baptist is laying that struggle out for us today as we see his story. And in the midst of it, as we begin anyway, I want to say, John the Baptist has recognized something about the people coming to him initially, and I'd say, church, it may be a time for us to recognize that potentially there are times when we take this Jesus for granted. Amen? We know he's there when we want him, and then we struggle when he shows up when we don't want him. So this is a bit of a journey. John chapter 3, verse 7 says, to the crowds that came out to be baptized by him, receiving a baptism of repentance, which is what he was offering. Repentance, a time to take your life and turn it around. And he is announcing the coming of the one who will follow him, who, by the way, known as the Messiah, this Jesus we know, will at some point offer to all of us the one thing that we don't necessarily look forward to, but should, is judgment. I know you're not even allowed to say that anymore in our society, but there's a reality to understanding that they got that message before they came out, because he says to them, you brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Then he says, bear fruits worthy of repentance. Do not begin to say to yourselves, we have Abraham as our ancestor, for I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children to Abraham. And then he gives a warning to the brood of vipers, those who are leaning on the reality that they are a chosen people of God. They are saying, well, this, I'm a chosen person of God, I'm a descendant of Abraham, I'm good. John the Baptist is saying, don't do that. There's accountability in who you are and whose you are. And he says, even now the axe is lying at the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Now, John the Baptist is just like that. We could hold on to this day, this third Sunday of Advent is all about joy, but don't we want to make the journey to get to real joy? That's what John the Baptist is pointing to. He's saying, don't just claim it, be it. Don't just show up and sit into the pew and say, I'm a Christian, I made it to church today, check, I'll see you next week. And I hope Brian isn't preaching so that we don't have to stay there for an hour and a half. Yes, people time my sermons. You know what they usually ask me? How long's your sermon? You know my answer? I have no idea. Honestly, I have no clue. So feel free to time them if you will. I'll check my watch. Probably won't change a lot, but brothers and sisters, listen to what John's saying to you today. Let him be your sermon. He's saying, you brood of vipers, don't just lean on the fact that you are a descendant of Abraham. Good for you. Now what? And then there's this warning, if you're not bearing fruit, it's just like the tree that doesn't bear good fruit, cut down, thrown into the fire. Now, he keeps bouncing us back and forth a little bit. Now, with that understanding and that warning, and rightfully so, And maybe we too should ask the same question. They turn to John and say, what then should we do? We don't want to be thrown into the fire. What then should we do? And he gives them a rundown, all these different jobs that people are doing. Tax collector, only take what you're supposed to. Don't be building up your own little war chest on the backs of other people by taking more than you're supposed to. If you're a soldier, don't use that as a power over tool to take advantage of other people. Do your job in a Christ-like way, is what he's saying. Live your life in a Christ-like way. Follow this Jesus who is coming, so that you can come to know and understand the fullness of what it is. Feed the people who are hungry. Clothe the people who are naked. This is what we're called to do. In a sense, what he's saying is, don't just claim it. If you're going to talk the talk, walk the walk. Amen? Amen. And there's warnings about not doing so. And so often in our world, we claim it and we have a hard time walking it. We can talk it, but actually making it happen, that's a little bit different situation, isn't it? It can be difficult. And then you get into a place where somebody starts to talk very clearly about it and about the Word of God, and many people in my position become hesitant to say anything about it. Let's just focus on the joy today, Brian. Let's just focus on the joy. And I said, well, what's that? Where's your joy come from? You feeling happy? Or you knowing that you're something more? Knowing that you're His. What greater joy is that? See, there's this transformational understanding of our relationship with Jesus Christ. And if we don't take on the transformation, if we don't actually become the people He's intending us to be, we may find happiness. But it's fleeting, isn't it? Anybody here ever chase happiness? Anybody ever pin it down? No. Well, if I had more money, I'd be happy. I tried that once, and I made more money. You know what I wanted? More money. Well, if I just had this much more, and if it was just this much more. Oh, well, I'm not really happy. Well, what's something I can do that'll make me feel happy? Well, for me, it wasn't things that were healthy. Shockingly, they didn't make me happy. I just thought I was for a number of hours, perhaps. And then what did I want after that? A few more hours. See, we can chase after this world to try and be happy, or we can come to know Christ and find joy. Amen? That's a journey. John the Baptist is sharing that journey. He's saying, well, you go ahead and come. Claim this reality. Take this baptism of repentance, but then go live a life that looks like you mean you want to be different, that you want to repent of the way in which you're currently leading your life and lead it in a way in which God would intend for you to lead it. That's where you're going to find your joy. And the crowd says, how? What do I do? And he gives them some ideas. And with those ideas, and they're hearing that, they're saying they are filled with expectation. And then they begin to wonder, is this the Messiah? And then the most amazing thing happens. The most amazing thing that we need to hear and claim and live into, church. John the Baptist turns to the people who've come to him, who, by the way, he just called brood of vipers. I think if I just started with that and left it, maybe half the people would have left this morning. The other half would have stayed and said, I wonder what he's going to do with that. Well, if you hear brood of viper as a judgment against you, okay. That's for you and God to work out, not me. But he turns to them as they're wondering, is he the Messiah who's telling them this good news that there is a way in which to be those who bear good fruit? And they wonder, are you the Messiah? And John answers them all and says, I baptize you with water. But the one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. Now, that should give you a little bit of expectation of joy. I hope it does. See, he's going to baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. Anybody in here baptized? If you're not, we need to talk. or talk to somebody who has authority over you getting baptized. Because we want you baptized in the power of the Holy Spirit and with the fire of the Holy Spirit so that you will have the tools and the strength to live into this journey to joy. This opportunity to look at who we are, claim whose we are, and then begin to lead a life worthy of it. We got to look like what we claim to be. John the Baptist is saying, you've got to do that. That is the deal. And we can say, well, you know, I think I'm okay because I'm a good person. I see my brothers out here with their collars on, the ones behind me, and I think, how many times somebody come to you and say, I think I'm okay, I'm a good person. You lost count, didn't you? People do it all the time. Your neighbors, I don't really need to go to church. I'm a good person. I know what to do. I think I'm going to be okay. Now, technically, if you want to follow John the Baptist, you could go, you brood of vipers. That's an intentional phrase. The viper was the way in which the evil one showed up in the garden. Amen? You brood of vipers, he says. You who think that you are better than God. You who don't need this God. You who are coming against this God. It's easy to do. We all slip into it. John the Baptist is saying, don't do that. If you're not bearing good fruit, the axe is already laying at the root of the tree. That tree's going to be cut down and thrown into the fire. Now, even with this good news, this understanding that maybe you're not fully living it out, here's some instructions how to live it out. Here's the power that God is going to place in you so you can live it out. With all that good news, people are feeling pretty excited, but it's John the Baptist. Come on. What's he got to say next? His winnowing fork is in hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary. But the chaff, he will burn with unquenchable fire. Oh. See, because for a minute, with this understanding of the power of the Holy Spirit and that baptism in the Spirit and fire, I was starting to feel happy. I'm good with that, amen? But there's John again. Doing something we don't like much of, and something our society keeps turning away from, there he is, holding us accountable. Now this is who you are. This is whose you are. Show me it's true. Anybody can say it. But brothers and sisters, I know, and I know most of you as I look out here, and I see you out there trying to live it. Just not that easy, is it? So today you can grab a hold of the joy as you remember that God indwells you through the power of his Holy Spirit. God is empowering you with strength, with fire, to be the person he's called you to be. Yeah, there's going to be accountability. But when that day of accountability comes, and it does for all of us, and that judgment that we'll all face, doesn't have to be so bad if we do what God's called us to do, rather than just try to find our happy place with Jesus. Let's find that transforming love of the grace of God. That'll bring you joy. Happiness is just happiness. Man, a good piece of chocolate makes me happy. Seeing God work through me and work on me, that brings me a joy that cannot be taken away. That's what John's looking for from that brood of vipers. In verse 18, as he wraps up this portion, it says, so with many other exhortations, He proclaimed a good news to the people. That's a really interesting line, isn't it? Try that one at work tomorrow. People are going to go, exhortation, what are you even talking about? Well, let me translate it for you. John, emphatically urging them to do something, proclaimed the good news. So I stand here with you, and I stand here with John the Baptist, urging you to do something with what God has given you, the fullness of Himself, so that you can proclaim the good news to the world. Church, Jesus is coming. Bear fruit. Bear good fruit. Be the wheat. Avoid the unquenchable fire. Not just in what you claim, but by what you do.